It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
Yeah, here we go. It is 8:40 now, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. WHTC Morning News on a Monday morning. 25 degrees right in Holland right now. Mostly sunny skies. A high today near 35. Should be a good one. Well, at 8:40 on Monday morning means one thing to you and I. Let's check in with Brandon Nelson now. He is a director of game presentation for the Grand Rapids Griffins. How are you, Brandon? Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you, Dan?
Doing fantastic. A little, as I mentioned, off the air to you. A little sore from Dan Evans moving in storage over the weekend, but it's all good. Brandon, before we talk hockey, of course, that's pretty much all we're going to talk about in the next 5 to 8 minutes, but there's a little bit of a big game going on this Sunday that may take headlines over hockey. But you got as they say, dog in the fight, Eagles, Chiefs, do you care? Do you just want chicken wings and commercials? What do you think, Brandon?
I'm just about the food this year. I don't have a dog in the fight. No. And as the old funny saying goes, I just want both teams to have fun.
There you go. And talking about the Grand Rapids Griffins with Brandon today. And Brandon, looking at your calendar or your schedule, I should say, looks like we're doing pretty well. We're on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah, it's starting to come around. You know, like I said before, guys are getting healthy. We're getting guys back from Detroit. And had, like you said, 4 wins in a row and 2 big wins down in Texas over the weekend against the first place team. So, you know, they got a little bit of an all-star break here the next couple of days and back at it this weekend. So things are turning around as far as the on-ice play. So it's exciting.
Gotta love the big W's at the end of the game. And Brandon, where are we sitting? I haven't checked the standings lately. Where do the Griffins stand in the standings, I guess?
They're still in the middle of the pack, you know, still coming around, so but like you said, you get on a little heater like we're going here, and then we'll start to make moves. So pay attention to the Griffins right now.
All right, would be happy to, and gonna make it easy because we've got a couple of home games coming up this week. Looks like Friday and Saturday against the Manitoba Moose. How have we done with the Moose in the past?
Usually, we play pretty good games against Manitoba. We visited their place only once this year, so kind of the second half of the season here is where we get to see this division opponent a little bit more. And Friday night, we kick it off at Van Andel Arena with $2 beers and $2 dogs.
All right, $2 beer, $2 dogs from 6 to 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, this is sick. This is kind of different for a hockey team. But looks like Saturday you're going to have your Princess Night. And what is Princess Night? I'm guessing maybe dads bringing daughters to games. What's that all about?
So we have our annual Princess Game. So we'll have about around 40 princes and princesses around the concourse visiting with fans. And we encourage it's a very fun family event. We partner with Olivia Grayson Company here in Grand Rapids. And she has a bunch of authentic Disney-like characters. So, you know, if you can't make the trek south to Disney World, you know, we kind of provide that here at Van Andel Arena. So it's a very fun time. And like I said, it's a very popular night on our promotional schedule during the year.
Brandon Nelson is director of game presentation for the Grand Rapids Griffins and is good enough to join us every Monday morning at this time. Now, also, Brandon, I know from time to time you offer an open skate. You got that coming up this weekend?
Yeah. So after the game on Saturday night, you know, fans could bring their skates and come down to the ice after the game and take part in a post-game skate around for about 40 minutes or so. So that's also exciting.
Brandon, I think I've mentioned this to you before, but I think you guys have one of the coolest logos in sports. I love that Grand Rapids Griffins logos. And when the team is not in town or when the team is not playing, is the team store open, or what's the best way to get some great Griffins merchandise?
Yep, the team store is open Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 4. And then on game days, they're open up from 11 all the way through the game. So right down here at Van Andel Arena, you can come check out all the great merchandise. I know They're getting some new stuff in, so come check that out.
Of course, the Griffins, along with putting on great hockey on the ice, very, very involved, I should say, in the community. And you had the Monday last weekend off as we talked to Jennifer from the Griffins Youth Foundation. And I know, like I said, the Griffins are just really, really involved in the Grand Rapids area, aren't they?
Yes, and, you know, like you said, this Wednesday is the annual Sled Wings game.
Oh, yeah.
Where,
oh, yeah.
Our players will get on sleds and play against the Grand Rapids Sled Wings in a fun game at Griff's Ice House Belknap to help raise money for the Griffins Youth Foundation, where they provide opportunities for kids to play hockey that normally wouldn't get that opportunity. So it's a fun time. It's always pretty fun seeing these professional hockey players try to zip around on a little blade on a sled. So that's always fun to see. And then the Grand Rapids, you know, Sled Wings are also pretty fun to watch as well. So it's a great, fun family atmosphere. I know we have a whole team. They sign autographs, visit with fans. So if you want to meet your favorite player, you know, head on to Griff's Ice House down at Belknap Park this Wednesday night.
And again, as Brandon mentioned, two home games coming up this week, Friday and Saturday, against the Manitoba Moose. Friday night, Two Buck Beer, Two Buck Dogs, and Saturday, as Brandon talked about, the Princess Night, all happening at the Van Andel Arena. Finally, Brandon, just a little curious. I know that you are, or tell me if I'm correct, that you're an affiliate of the Detroit Red Wings. And how does that all work as far as your involvement, your affiliation with them? I know players go on. If they do well, do they go on to the Wings, or how does that work, Brandon?
Yeah, I mean, just in a nutshell, that's kind of it. So the Red Wings run all our hockey operations. So all the players that you see here are under contract with the Red Wings, and some are under contract with the Griffins, but technically the Red Wings signed them. So yeah, if there's an injury in Detroit, one of our guys will go up and play there. Or we have a handful of top-round draft picks on our team currently. So, mm-hmm. You know, the cool thing here is you always see the future Red Wings play right here in Grand Rapids. So, you know, if you come to a couple games this year, you might see a guy playing regularly in Detroit next year.
Right.
So, you know, developmental league. And so Detroit sends guys here to kind of learn their game, hone their game, and you know, turn around and be ready for the NHL. So that's always pretty exciting is, for Red Wings fans right here in Michigan. To see them at a cheaper cost and say, I remember that guy in Grand Rapids as you're watching on TV. So it's pretty cool.
See the stars of tomorrow, today. I just made that up. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Brandon, you said we're in the All-Star break. Must be about halfway through the season here. I have yet to make a Griffins game this year, but I do plan on doing it. So when I do, I'll let you know, and let's meet up for maybe a $2 dog and a $2 cold one.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much. Brandon Nelson is Director of Game Presentation for the Grand Rapids Griffins, and he joins us every Monday morning. Brandon, have a great week. We'll look for big W's from the Griffins this weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me.